Psalm 21. Preface. Our Lord Jesus Christ is both our King and our High Priest. As our King, He governs and protects us, restraining our enemies, that, without His will, they cannot touch a hair of our head. As our High Priest, He offered Himself on the high altar of the cross for the sins of the whole world. And so He gave Himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. And as in the days of His flesh, offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears, and was heard, even so He is yet at the right hand of God, making intercession for us, and is heard, obtaining for us all that is needful and good for soul and body, in time and eternity. As the promised seed of Abraham, He crowns us with the blessing of Abraham. To Him we should look for help in every need, and should rejoice in His salvation. And because in these latter evil days temptations are strong and spiritual delusions are many, we should daily call on our King to perform His royal office in us, and so to guide us as it is conducive to our true welfare in time and eternity. The praise of this, our King, is sung in the 21st Psalm. David's Hymn of Triumph Over the Victories of Messiah. To the Chief Musician, a Psalm of David. The King shall joy in thy strength, O Lord, and in thy salvation how greatly shall he rejoice. Thou hast given him his heart's desire, and hast not withheld the request of his lips. Selah. For thou preventest him with the blessings of goodness. Thou settest a crown of pure gold on his head. He asked life of thee, and thou gave it him, even length of days for ever and ever. His glory is great in thy salvation. Honor and majesty hast thou laid upon him. For thou hast made him most blessed for ever. Thou hast made him exceeding glad with thy countenance. For the King trusts in the Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High he shall not be moved. Thine hand shall find out all thine enemies. Thy right hand shall find out those that hate thee. Thou shalt make them as a fiery oven in the time of thine anger. The Lord shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. Their fruit shalt thou destroy from the earth, and their seed from among the children of men. For they intended evil against thee. They imagined a mischievous device, which they are not able to perform. Therefore shalt thou make them turn their back, when thou shalt make ready thine arrows upon thy strings against the face of them. Be thou exalted, Lord, in thine own strength. So will we sing and praise thy power. Summary. In the first part, this psalm speaks in eloquent words of the King whom the Father has set up in his holy mountain, Christ, the King of Zion. Him the Father heard in all his petitions and granted him all the desires of his heart. Him the Father highly exalted and crowned him with a crown the like of which no other monarch has ever received. His kingdom extends to the uttermost seas, and it will last when the kingdoms of this world have long since passed away. The latter part of this text is a prophecy of the overthrow of the Jewish nation and the synagogue, because they would not receive this king, but said, "We will not have this man to reign over us." Because the Jews rejected and crucified their long-promised king, therefore God made them turn their back, that they must be burden-bearers in all the world, and are hated and despised of all nations, as it is at this day. Let us take warning by the Jews to avoid their sin and their punishment. Prayer. Lord Jesus, our High Priest and our victorious King, wash us by thy blood, and plead for us with the Father, showing him thy opened side and thy pierced hands. Preserve us in thy kingdom to serve thee in true faith and piety. Restrain the enemies of thy church, both visible and invisible, and keep us unto eternal life. Amen.